This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. At least 14 Maoists have been killed in a joint interstate operation at Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. Central Committee members of Naxalites Jairam alias Chalpati has been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Additional Director General of Naxal Operations of Chhattisgarh, Vivekanand Sinha, said that the operation was conducted in the border areas of Garyabandh district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapara district of Odisha. Intermittent exchange of fire between the security forces and Maoists continued for more than 36 hours. A massive search operation is underway by the security forces in the area. The campaigning for the Delhi Assembly polls is going on in full swing as parties and candidates are trying their best to woo the voters. Ruling AAP, BJP, Congress, as well as other parties and independent candidates yesterday held padyatras and meetings to garner support in their favour. Senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann also held a roadshow in Shakur Basti and party MP Sanjay Singh held a public meeting in Mustafabad Assembly constituency. Senior BJP leader and Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini held public meetings in Patel Nagar, Shalimar Bagh and Rajendra Nagar Assembly constituencies. Member of Parliament Pappu Yadav held a public meeting in Badli Assembly constituency in support of Congress candidate. BJP yesterday released the second part of its Sankalp Patra. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting on the 8th of February. US President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, green card holder, or a member of the U.S. military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China and how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas, and mining activities. Government has said that over 4 crore Sukanya Samriddhi accounts have been opened across the country. The scheme was launched on 22nd January 2015 as part of the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao campaign. This scheme allows parents to open a Sukanya Samriddhi account for girls at any post office or designated commercial bank branch, starting with a minimum initial deposit of 250 rupees. According to the Finance Ministry, the scheme is currently offering interest rate of 8.2% per annum. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions at isolated pockets of north and eastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, dense to very dense fog conditions are very likely at isolated places in East Uttar Pradesh today. Dense fog conditions are expected at a few places over Bihar, West Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Jharkhand, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the morning hours. The weather department also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh today. The IMD added that squally weather with wind speed of 35 km per hour, gusting to 55 to 65 km per hour, is likely to prevail over Comorin area, adjoining Gulf of Mannar, and over west central and adjoining southwest Arabian Sea, along and off Somalia coast. Fishermen are advised not to venture into these areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.